We out.
Yeah, yeah.
Joining a collective. From the news collective, the arts collective, the music collective, the sports collective, the accessibility collective, the indigenous collective, and the intersectionality collective, there's something for everyone. And we provide free technical training to get started. Explore these worlds virtually and in person, and be prepared to make fun friends. For more information, visit citr.ca/get involved.
Looking for an audioscape to put your mind at ease? Landscapes by Dune is a musical journey through sampling and field recording. From the busy streets of Toronto to BC's picturesque landscapes, the Belgian artist recorded an array of sounds during his travels across Canada. Landscapes will be released on Pop Guitari Records Bandcamp on December 8th and will be available on all streaming platforms on December 15th. For more information, check out at Dune as Dune on Facebook, Instagram, and SoundCloud.
Thank you.
You are now tuned in to Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR.ca. I'm your host, Issa Aaron, and we do this every Tuesday, coming in right after Crimes and Treasons from 8 to 10. Listen, we're here 10 to 11, broadcasting from the unceded Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh Nations here live from the most western part of the peninsula here from CITR. And what we do here on Off the Beaten Path, if you listen before, you're in for a treat. Listen, if this is your first time, welcome. What we do here on the show is we talk about what's going on here in the Lower Mainland, what's going on here in BC, what's going on here up north in Canada, what's going on in the world, what's going on. Sometimes we get intergalactic, oftentimes we get extraterrestrial, sometimes we just get a little bit spiritual. You know, I ask you to close your eyes a little bit, listen to some Kookaburra, and you know, just vibe out. That's who you was just listening to. And listen, we got a live show for you. We got a live show for you for this week. You know, it's so nice to just kind of come back and be able to enjoy the weather, be outside. I swear, I feel like this week I've never had so many people simply just come up to me, and whether they were just wanting to have a conversation or they wanted to compliment something, it was really a quite welcoming feeling into the season. I was walking, what was this, on Sunday. I had a baseball game because I am someone who just cannot get away from just a little bit too much competition. Like, I have to find a way to fit some competition in my life, and some sports ball type of shit. And so I was going on my way to my baseball game, but, you know, obviously I had to get a new pair of socks. And so as I'm walking up, this guy, he's just sees my baseball bag, and he walks up to me, and he's just like, "Oh man, you know, seeing you with your bag and just walking," he's like, "man, it just brings me back." He wanted to know where he could play, but he was just telling me about growing up in Nicaragua and just kind of playing baseball with his dad. And it was just like, we walked for about three blocks, and it was kind of like just the perfect amount of conversation, because you know that moment when somebody is about to take you down someplace you don't want to go, like conversationally, not actually physically, but just really move you in a direction that you're like, "I think we're cool, but I think we're three blocks cool. Like, I don't know if we are half a mile cool." But anyways, for that three blocks, it was really a pleasant interaction, really, you know, kind of learning a little bit about my neighbors, you know. And for me, I mean, it's not a reminder. Like, I know this to be true, but, you know, coming back to people have these really deep, deep-rooted memories, especially when it comes to sports, at least I find. And it's nice to share a total non, I'll say like a non-controversial, you know, a moment around sports, because while that was really nice on Sunday, I spent far too many hours of my day today arguing with strangers on the internet about trans women in sports. And like, it's such a, like, for me, I only care about this because I feel like people care too much. Like, I think that people care entirely too much about sports they never watch and competitions they'll never be in, and things that they'll never take part of. And when I mean take part of, I mean even pay attention to. It just feels like it comes up all the time. But I had some time, and you know, I got into it. But listen, we are going to, today we're going to we'll talk about some of the things that are going on here in Vancouver. We're going to touch on just who were some of the people that we lost from our community last week, and then also about some really high points in community action and some really low points. Listen, if you have something in the community you'd like to talk about, or maybe you'd like to give someone a compliment on air, you can call at 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. Listen, we are... Listen, while I love being a hater, this... If you want to call in, listen, we're only spreading love. We're only spreading love, you know? And who we got up next is we have Duran Jones and the Indications. Been so long. Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR .ca. That was Duran Jones. We've been so long. Listen, I find it to be very there's this theory called the slow cancellation of the future, and it talks about kind of the art that we produce sounds very similar to art that we used to produce, and at one point it's going to be impossible for us to be able to tell when something was made, and that's because we have stopped trying to make new things and trying to create like this endless loop of nostalgia. And you know, on one hand, I totally understand and I agree with the theory and I'm like, that's horrible. But then on the other hand, sometimes you get some music from a guy like Duran Jones and, you know, in the band, and you're like, wow, yeah, this sounds like, you know, it could have been, came from the 70s or, you know, come from another time had it not sounded digital. But also that's fine, you know, it's fine. Like I find that like I am a critiquer of a culture which I fully participate in. And so it's hard sometimes to separate myself, especially when I'm critiquing, because I'm like, you know, I actually like some of that shit. Like McDonald's, like I can critique all I want, but sometimes at the end of the day, I'm still going to get McDonald's because McDonald's is good and I don't care what you think. So like last week, it's been, yeah, just a little over a week since the tragedy at Lapu Lapu Day in East Van. And on Tuesday, we touched on it a little bit, but I think that it's important that, you know, when people talk about the victims, it's not just, you know, victims in a, you know, in just kind of in a vague victim sense. These people have names and people who love them and stories. And, you know, so I wanted to you know, read the names of the people we lost and a few things about them, which you can find even more information on CBC, or you can go into Vancouver Sun. You know, if you want to find different more information about them. But one of the first victims was Jennifer Darbele, and who is a mother from Vancouver and survived by her husband, who was also injured in the incident. Their two children were 7 and 15. We had Glizza Maria Casiendo and Daniel Samper and Glitz Samper, who are also members of the same family who lost, who survived by their son Alejandro. And the one thing about, which is very really, I don't know if, yeah, so these people are kind of incredible. I could not imagine like the incredible suffering that you would have if you were the only one in your family left after such a tragedy. We have Richard Lee, Ling Heng Ho, and Katie Lee. The father, Richard Lee, Ling Heng Ho, the stepmother, and the 5-year-old daughter, Katie Lee, all passed away. They also had their son, Andy Lee, who is the surviving member of their family, and he was raised over $542,000, was raised on the GoFundMe. And he has pledged to donate over half of the money, which was donated to him, which is, I can't imagine at 16 and dealing with that type of tragedy and then also having the type of humanity to want to, or even to be able to think about making that type of donation. And then we have Kira Salim, who is a teacher counselor in New Westminster, originally from Brazil, and worked at the Fraser River Middle School in New Westminster Secondary School, and was very active in the community and lost their life as well. And so it is, you know, like, I mean, we talked about this last week, just kind of another reminder that these things can happen, you know, that these tragedies happen and they happen to real people. And I think that's, for me, one of the things that I find to be the most disheartening or thing about kind of like any tragedy, which is that the way we live our lives, is that we kind of forget that we're dealing with people all the time, right? And so it's always like that we're dealing with people and people have names. And so like as we talk about the victims like in you know, Pakistan today, or you talk about people in Sudan, it's like we just see it as numbers and not as real people. So when we get back, talk about a little bit of a few things that are going on in Vancouver as it pertains to shipping and kind of how it's being impacted by the tariffs. when we get back. Back with Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR.ca. Listen, we got a guest. We got a guest in here.
This is the Lone Ranger.
So we got the Lone Ranger here. And it's very fitting because the next story we're going to be talking about is a Vancouver Police Department Sergeant Kieran McConnell. Sergeant Kieran McConnell, we're going to make sure we get that name right as well, has been demoted and suspended after admitting to sexually harassing 5 women. Sergeant McConnell had admitted to sexually harassing 5 women, including 2 fellow police officers, 3 students at the university where he taught, and ordered the VPD to adopt a new sexual harassment policy. There's many concerning things about this. One is that he's the longest serving sergeant in the VPD, so it means that he's rather high ranking. And Jules, I know you already saw the story, but how long do you think he was suspended for?
Well, I know the answer, but, probably not long enough, I guess.
Probably not long enough because, Sergeant McConnell, Kieran McConnell was only suspended for 20 days after admitting to sexually harassing 5 women. So if you read the complaint, this is the things that he admits to too. So like when I say like he admits to these things, like this is what like was negotiated down. You know, like he didn't come off and say, "Hey, I've been wilding. These are all of the things that I have done. And then start from the top. He's like, what do you know?
Right. He didn't come with a ranked order sheet.
Yeah, he didn't come with a ranked order sheet. Like, he's talking to the police union lawyer, and they're like, okay, they got you on this. They got the text messages. He's like, all right, so I got to admit to the text messages. They're like, yeah, you got to admit to the text messages. He's like, do they got the emails? They're like, what emails? Wink, wink. You know, and I say emails because, as someone who knows a lot of white guys, I got a lot of white friends, and listen, they be sending emails. They send a lot of emails. If you're a woman, you're listening to this, and you have ever dealt with a white man, you can call in and say if any of those men have ever sent you an email about, like, a relationship type of thing, you know, like, or about some type of risky behavior. Because I don't know why they do that, but they do be sending emails.
Yeah, through email. The least erotic form of communication.
It is significantly less erotic than the pen and the paper. But they be sending emails, and so he admits to these unwanted sexual messages, which is, I feel like the demotion is not enough. The suspension's not enough. You got to get fired.
Yeah.
I feel like you got to get fired for that. And especially just because, I mean, one, we understand if this is the stuff he was caught for, the stuff he wasn't caught for is crazy. It's crazy. I'm going to try to look to see how much money this guy makes. And see just kind of like how much money he's losing. Because the thing is, these VPD officers are making a lot of money. They're making a lot of money. He says he's not listed in public records, which I don't understand because I feel like all public employees are listed. But they say he makes over $110,000 a year, which I feel like is probably on the low end of what I expect. So, Jules, tell us a little bit about what you're in Vancouver for?
I'm just here to, I don't know, man. Work. I'm here for work. Here to see my friends. Have maybe a sandwich. Maybe a nice soda tomorrow. You know, that's what I'm here for. Listen to some music.
Because I thought you might have been here for the Vancouver Art Gallery's opening. No, just kidding. Oh. Well, they have a show, a hybrid exhibition for over 420 graduating artists from Emily Carr and UBC down that's public, and it's open to the public, and it's free at the Vancouver Art Gallery.
And that starts tomorrow?
Starts tomorrow.
Maybe I'll go check
it out. Yeah, so tomorrow. You might have to go check it out.
That's what I'm actually here for. I didn't know it until just right now.
listen.
I just followed my heart and I ended up here.
See, listen, that's why you got to listen to Off the Beaten Path. Because, listen, we put you on to all of the things that are going on here in the city. So if you want to go check it out, listen, you might be able to spot Jules out in the streets. Don't approach him, though.
No.
He bites.
No.
He bites, but
unless you've had your shots, then I'm good.
Man, what's going on? We got Aaron.
We got
Jamal Steele just out here, just pacing.
I'm feeling the vibe.
You know what? Just sit down. Listen, we'll have a.
It's nice and cool.
We'll have a talk. Did you guys watch the Met Gala yesterday?
I watched a bit of it. I saw some of the outfits. Shout out Andre 3K though.
With
the piano on the back, but it was like. In conjunction with an album release. And I was like, what he's out on. So shout out to Andre 3Stacks.
I just took screenshots and sent them to you.
Yeah.
I didn't actually see the event.
No, I don't think, do we ever actually see?
You just see the lead up
the event.
Yeah, I don't actually know what the Met Gala is. I only know about the stairs before the Met Gala.
I know that the Met Gala is a fundraiser for the art gallery.
Mm-hmm, the Met.
The Met. I know it's expensive. I know, yeah, in the costume department, I know that it costs like $400,000 per table.
Yeah.
I know that it's put together by Anna Wintour and some other fashion designers. I didn't know that fashion designers just like when I think about the Met Gala, especially like kind of like this most recent, I feel like in the most recent years, it's like a black event now.
Yeah. I can see
it. It feels like we kind of took it over. Because I guess I don't know what it looked like back when we were growing up. I never paid attention to those celebrities. So I have literally no idea.
You probably just didn't care that much.
Yeah, probably.
Like, I didn't care that much.
I just feel like I would have known if like a young, you know, like if Ken Griffey was at the Met Gala.
Yeah, it's true.
You know what I mean? Like they would have, like, if Ken Griffey was 25 again, he'd be at the, they would have invited him.
Nobody we cared about was probably attending it.
Yeah, but now everybody we care about is attending.
If Pac was alive now, he'd probably be attending the Met Gala.
But back then, Pac wasn't at the Met Gala.
No.
Yeah. So everything I feel about the Met Gala, when I look at it, I'm like, yeah, it's nice. But also I'm like, you know, feels like they got us in a trick bag.
It's funny you mentioned that because I just read that Kai Cenat, the popular online streamer, he was invited but declined. And when asked why, he didn't want to throw somebody on the bus, but he said the brand that was going to sponsor him to go, he just didn't align with them, but he didn't want to like say who it was to make him look bad. And Pharrell called him to try to convince him to call. He said, okay, I'll just show up to the after so he can just talk to celebs. And that's what he did. He just skipped the whole event. It didn't really speak to him. So I feel like a lot of young people feel the same way like we're talking about right now. Just not really our thing.
Yeah, I mean, like, I find that to be, that's interesting. I mean, because I was curious, like, who were some of the people who might say no to the Met Gala? Yeah, because, that doesn't really feel like, ah, this don't really align with what I got going on. I'd be in the basement.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, but it makes sense because when I think about it, I just think about, like, you know, it just feels, how many times can we just keep parading wealth around so much? You know what I mean? Parading the wealth around.
Yeah, that part about it is kind of interesting, right? It's like they just bring out like it can feel like it's a bit of a show off kind of situation, right?
The 2025 Hunger Games.
Yeah. It has some big Hunger Games feelings, like especially these days is feeling a little Hunger Gamesy, and so the Met Gala just feels like, damn, we're. When are they going to announce, what is it, in Hunger
Campaign
Games?
Campaign for your district,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, what district they're in or whatever, right?
I mean, but the thing is, like, those people are not even in the district. They're in the Capitol. They're in the Capitol just looking down. Just looking down. I mean, and also, it's because like, even when you think, I was looking at the Metropolitan Art Gallery at their costume collection. I'm looking at, who's on their staff. You know, who's on the board, you know, who's behind, who's curating the Met Gala, all of these people. And it's like, maybe one day the people who are being shown at the Met Gala will have, some type of,
authority there.
Authority, yeah. You know, like that. But it just feels, but it's just like a, you know, just like a place.
They're the avatars.
Yeah. YBAs.
You know what? It feels one of the things about the last one was some of the costumes had like a, they had kind of that district appeal to it. Like they had 1800s kind of gangster. I don't know. I felt like maybe it was a bit too on the nose.
Well, this one was supposed to be like tailored. Black tailored, black dandy, supposed to be like black, rich, bourgeoisie from you know, from a more tailored time, the post Reconstruction era, and I find that to be interesting because a lot of the black celebrities in America are British.
Idris.
I mean, which was cool. He pulled up an F1. I thought that was cool.
Yeah, the F1 outfit.
Even though the F1 outfit.
That's just promotion. Promotion for the movie.
Yeah, promotion. I see. The thing is, I feel like if you're gonna promote, if you're working, everybody there is working. But like, if you're like working, then you gotta go. You know what I mean? But if you're just going to hang out, I guess. But also, I'll never be invited. So I'm just also just hating. So, but. We're allowed to do that because
why not?
Yeah, man. But when we get back, we're going to talk a little bit about something that I love, which is people being in the wrong place at the wrong time.
I like how you like that and then animals winning.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like
wild animals. Winning.
Listen. Wild animals need to win. I actually saw a, y'all know I like to sail. I saw a YouTube video today, which was suggested for me, which was what to do to avoid whale attacks on your boat. And then I'm like, listen, this is a video I absolutely do not need because
me and the whales, we got
a connection.
Yeah.
They're not fucking with me. Yeah. And that's not something I have to ever have to worry about. They've told me already. But when we get back, there's an American tourist who did need to worry about something. Something that he missed out on. Back it off the beaten path here on 101.9 CITR.ca. Listen, if you'd like to call in and listen, get some positivity for the spring, the number is 604-UBC-CITR. That's 604-822-2487 if you cannot read. And listen, speaking to people who can't read, listen, there was clearly a sign for this American tourist who has seriously injured himself when climbing a rail at Rome's Colosseum. So an American tourist impales himself trying to climb a railing at the Rome Colosseum. Oh, listen, we got a caller. Let's hear what's going on.
It might be him. I want to hear
might be him.
Story.
How's it going? What's going on?
Hey, how you doing? My name's Jesse.
Jesse, what's going on? How's it going? Well, you got to spread some positivity, man.
Check this out.
Ooh.
Woo!
I like that.
Can you play some blues for me? Yeah.
You got a specific artist you want to hear?
Yeah, Sonny Boy.
Sonny Boy?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, listen, Jesse, we got you. Thanks for pulling up the harmonica on us.
But you know what? I love listening to you. You're amazing.
All right. You know what? I appreciate that. You're amazing too.
Ooh.
Hey, listen, Jesse, we'll make sure we put some blues on for you. Thanks for calling in.
Have a great night.
All right, you too.
Yes, sir.
I like that.
Oh, yeah, that was amazing.
I like that. I call it the Ryan Coogler effect. We were going back now.
Oh, I like that.
We're going to have to play some blues for that.
Oh, no. Definitely play some blues. That's, listen, you know who's singing the blues?
Who?
This American tourist.
Yeah, I'm glad that wasn't him who called, but yeah, he got impaled.
According to the media, outlet, an unidentified man slipped while climbing the railing and impaled himself on the spikes below.
Jeez. Oh,
sounds
Mortal Kombat
painful. You know what? I feel like 47, this sounds like an accident. Less funny. However,
I was going to say, wait for that.
However, I have seen some 47-year-old men make some really dumb decisions. And a lot of times those decisions, pushing people out of the way. Oh. So I could see, you know, and so they said he was trying to get an unforgettable selfie, which I feel like is a little below what I would expect.
Did he die?
No, he didn't die. Oh. But the horrifying accident comes shortly after thousands flocked to Rome to mourn the death of Pope Francis, who did die Easter Monday.
Yeah, he's dead. Yeah,
he was a guy who did die in Italy.
Yeah, so that's such for that guy who impaled himself. Because honestly,
for a selfie. Like, listen, I've been reading these type of things for a long time. That nothing compares to the person who held up a Bible and thought it could stop bullets.
I can't do that.
Listen, that was the real one. That was the real one.
That's wild.
You know, should we just play some Sonny Boy?
I think we need some Sonny
Boy. I think we might as well. I mean, you know, we'll put some Sonny Boy on before we listen, because I have one last story that is for sure to make you laugh a little bit. But before we put on some Sonny Boy, did you see Sinners yet?
Yeah, I did.
You seen Sinners yet?
No.
I'm going to spoil it anyways.
Yeah,
do it. Like, it's been 2 weeks.
Film. It's a great film.
It's been 2 weeks. No. It was, people were hyping it, and listen, Jules, we won't spoil it, but people were hyping it, and it was definitely worth the hype.
Yes.
Like, I find that, like, many things that are hyped. I'm a hater of many overhyped
hype
things.
Me too.
I'm a hype hater.
Yeah.
Like, just instinctively, my shit just hate meter goes up.
But this one.
But it was solid. And I feel like I was walking at lunch with my friend Malcolm. We were walking around at lunch in Kitsilano.
Yeah.
So you know, it's not that many of us in Kits. There's two black ladies walk up on me and him. Hey. Have you guys seen Sinners yet?
Have you guys seen Sinners yet? Yeah.
And we were like, no. She was like, well, we've seen it twice.
Yeah. That's I'm on that level.
And I was like, I guess that means I got to go see it. I got to go see it.
Don't download, go see it.
Anyways, but hey, but they bring the blues back. I thought it was just kind of like a very nice him and like Michael B. Jordan. Better, he's got to.
Michael B. Jordan are the new DiCaprio and what's his face Scorsese together. Yeah. The movie's well done. The fact that it was twins.
Yeah, the fact that he played a twin.
The real life blues musician in there without ruining everything. Great film, creative. And definitely stay past the credits.
Definitely stay past the credits. Yeah, people, listen, I was in the, there's two scenes after this, you got to stay.
Real well
done. And then I seen a lot of people get up and walk out, and I was like.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. Just a disservice to yourself.
But we're going to listen.
I stay for like all credits now.
Yeah.
And I have been disappointed lots of times, but when it does show up. It's great.
Well, it's my brother. He's in theater, and he does acting. He always stays for the credits because out of respect for every single person who's worked on the movie. He's like every single person
who's Grip, best whose boy, name everybody.
Grip best boy. Yeah, Grip first, Grip second, Grip first. You know, running. He's like
Technicolor vision. You know, when they bring the Technicolor.
No animals were harmed during.
No animals.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we're gonna play. Should we play Sonny Boy, Help Me, Bring It On Home, Don't Start Me to Talking?
Oh, Don't Start Me to Talking.
Yeah, I think that's the one.
Yeah,
not that I've ever heard a Sonny Boy song.
But we're about to hear it.
We're about to tune in. Hey, listen, right, Jesse, thanks for putting us on some Sonny Boy.
Yee.
We locked in.
Well, I'm going down the roads and stopping Fannie Mae. Going to tell her Fannie what I heard. A boyfriend said, start me talking, I'll tell everything I know. I'm gonna break up this signifying, cause somebody's got to go. Jack give his wife $2, go downtown and get some mocking. Gets out on the streets, old George stopped him. He knocked her down and black in the eye. She gets back home, tell her husband a lie. Don't start me talking, I'll tell everything I know. I'm gonna break up this signifying, somebody's got to go. Some money, go to the beauty shop. She honked his horn, she began to stop. Said, take me, baby, around the block. I'm going to the beauty shop where I can get my hair side. Don't stop me talking, I'll tell everything I know. Well, break up the scene. Me, baby, I can't do it all by myself.
you don't help me, darling, I'll have to find myself somebody other. I may have to wash it, may have to sew, I may have to cook, I might mop the floor, but you help me, baby. You know if you don't help me, darling, I'll find myself somebody else.
Back at All the Main Path here. That was some Sonny Boy. Listen. I like the harmonica blues music. Might have to put that into the kind of to the summer repertoire. You know, just to you know. But it's like now at least I got a good place to start, because that's sometimes when you want to explore something new, you need somebody to tell you, kind of like
something to kick it off.
Yeah. Where can I kick this off of? You know, like that and.
Sonny Boy sounds like a good one.
Yeah, let's check it out. Before we kind of sign out, we talk about a little bit about what's going on, down south. So we've heard of we've seen some, like I talked a little bit earlier about that the young boy who's left from his family who died at the Lapu Lapu Festival, saying he's going to donate over half of his $540,000 to other families, which is obviously amazing. What an amazing thing a 17-year-old would kind of have the wherewithal to do after he just kind of lost everything. But in America, listen, we have a woman who called a child a nigger and claimed she stole her son's diaper bag, and she raised over $600,000.
What? Shame.
She raised over $600,000.
American dollars.
American dollars.
USD.
That's about 1 million Canadian. She raised $1 million.
For being a racist mom.
For being a racist mom and calling another. I hate when they say, like Complex Magazine, they always say a woman yelling racial slurs, but they'll say nigger on another page.
They definitely will.
But they'll say racial slurs. She calls it with the hard R, a video while being verbally aggressive, and she raised over $600,000. Not even for her defense. It's not like she was arrested.
Just people who are want to support her.
She's not getting arrested. Nothing's happened to her. She didn't lose her job. She was just on the playground, and they were like, you know what?
We got you.
Since you called that black lady a nigger, we're gonna give you $600,000.
Yeah.
How does that sound? And she's like,
yeah, she didn't even start the GoFundMe herself. Someone else did. Look who it is.
This isn't the trend of like Kyle Rittenhouse, all these other guys making money after doing wrong.
After doing absolute trash.
Yeah.
Just trash. Imagine if you could, because the thing is, you know that she's definitely said that before. But she definitely wanted to say it a bunch of times. And
she got paid.
Imagine you closing your eyes and you just like, should I do it? Should I throw my life away? And you have to like reach into that void and you just say, nigger. And
that's literally what it was.
and getting paid $600,000 for that. God, that's incredible.
World gone mad.
World has gone mad.
We got to throw it out, get a new one. This world,
listen,
this world just
put this whole thing in rice, my guy. Put this whole thing in rice. Listen, that is off the beaten path today. Listen, we even got Malik in here. You want to say what's up? You want to say what's up, Malik?
Yeah. What's up?
What's going on? We got the whole gang in here. We do this every Tuesday from 8 to 10, Crimes and Treasons, then from 10 to 11. And then we have, some great, great programming coming right up right after me. So, stay tuned.
Tune stay
to 101.9 CITR. Listen, it's the best radio station in Vancouver. Listen, if you listen to any other radio station, you know that they all are cheeks. Major cheeks. So stay tuned to 101.9 CITR. What's your show's name again?
Slime Wire.
Listen to Slime Wire. Slime Wire.
Yeah.